Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? We got a special edition of the Patriot Nation radio show this evening. We're going to be having a little discussion tonight about Patriot unity. So I've kicked back here for a couple minutes. I got a whole bunch of people on the line that want to participate in our unity show. So I'm going to play a little my usual top of the hour break here and then screen these calls and bring everybody in. So kick back and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
All right, there you have it, folks. We are live, and we're talking tonight about Patriot Nation. Listen to me, Patriot Nation Radio. We could talk about that all night long. We love talking about Patriot Nation Radio. Now, folks, please bear with me, because I am deliriously tired. I get up every day, 4:30 in the morning. I know folks can feel the pain. All right, so tonight I want to talk about Patriot Unity. I see all over the place all the time, people are trying really hard to bring unity to the Patriot movement. One of the hardest working people that I see bringing unity to the Patriot movement is our friend Andres Parra. But we don't have Andres on the show tonight, unfortunately. I would have loved to got in contact with him and got him on the show this evening, but tonight, I should say, because it is 10:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And tonight we're going to be bringing in some patriotic friends that I've met along the way, and we're going to talk about what we can do to bring people together. Our friend, John Tiny is going to call us. He's going to be in on the show. I'm trying to look back here a little bit. I'm trying to see my call logs. I can't see my call logs. So Tiny, if you're there and you're in the queue, Tiny, just press 1 so I can identify you on the board. I'm going to stop bringing in our guests. Let's see. A few of these folks have had on the show before. Let's bring our first guest in. I've never had her on the show before. But she may have called, I don't know, but I'm going to bring in Kayla. I've seen the photographs and the pictures from some of the rallies that she's attended, and she's in some of the chats with us. And welcome to the show. Kayla, what's happening?
Not much.
All right, so you've been out to a lot of these rallies and stuff, and you've been around the movement for a while. What do you think is the best method to bring unity from the perspective, from the eyes of a patriotic woman? I'm going to bring a couple of girls on today, but we see the guys always out there making videos and doing live feeds, but none of the girls ever do it. So I want to get the perspective from one of the patriotic women.
Well, so you want to know what my thoughts are on unity?
On how, what do you think we can do to try and bring unity back to the movement? Because as you see, from time to time, silly things pop up, and it drives a wedge. And we got to make sure we try to bring people together, not only patriots, but maybe reel in some of those liberals that might be just misguided and lost. How can we unite from your perspective?
From my perspective,
Introduce yourself first. Hey, first introduce yourself a little bit, that so everybody knows who we're talking to.
Okay, I'm Kayla Norman. I've been in the Patriot movement for quite a while now. It was a big calling to me because I was from a military family growing up, and my country is my love. I don't want to lose her. And,
amen.
I don't want to see it fall just because of the ignorance of others.
Amen. So basically,
go ahead.
Communicating is the key. I agree. There seems to be a lot of miscommunications from time to time. Tiny said he was going to call in too, because he's an awesome patriot. I was watching him and them guys driving around and going to the Hug a Cop Challenge in Hollywood, Florida. He went down there with John and Andres, and they were making some funny videos, and then he went to Outlaw Morgan's house, and it was just hilarious, some of the things they were doing. Those guys are funny. Maybe comedy is a way to bring unity to
those guys. Tiny's an awesome leader. He knows how to keep the family together and get the word out in a way that everybody can understand. I see him as a peacemaker and trying to do his best to keep the peace with everybody. and he's outstanding at it. Him and his wife are very outstanding at it. Andreas, his videos are amazing too, because all he is about is unity. And he's fun. He's fun too. We had a lot of fun going to New York and everything. And
I was watching one video with Andres, and someone said, "You got a Nazi haircut."
Oh my God! So that's the thing. People are gonna nitpick about like the littlest things. So what if his haircut is different than what people are used to? It doesn't say that he's a Nazi just because he's got a haircut like that.
Well,
I'm
an old man, half bald, so I keep my hair really short. But they don't call me a skinhead. I haven't been called
right?
a skinhead yet. And ladies and gentlemen, also welcome to the show, Patriot, 3%er, hardcore fighter for our nation, John Tiny Threeper. What's happening, Tiny?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Tiny.
Hey, say hello to some of these guys. You guys know each other. You guys I see on videos and shit, doing unifying things, going to rallies, trying to save statues, hugging cops, and making stands all over the place. We heard her take on unity. What's your take? I've watched a lot of videos and stuff with you on it, and I kind of get an idea. But from your perspective, from a hardworking man who's out making payroll and getting home at 10 o'clock at night and doing radio shows before he takes a shower. What's your perspective on unity?
I always say this, man, is if you go in and you go in automatically yelling and screaming and trying to yell at the opposition or yell at other people, then people are going to lock up and then they're going to go in defensive. No matter what you say, it's going to go in one ear and out the other, and that's not a way to start conversations while you're out there. You're going to have to sit there, and you're going to have to talk calm, quiet, collective, and listen. Listen to them, and they'll hopefully listen to you. A lot of them, they won't. They're going to still sit there and just talk over you and try to get you to get aggravated, but at that point in time is whenever you have to go ahead and know when to break ties and move on to the next one.
Yeah,
we've had many people come up to us, and we show them nothing but love, man, and explain our side, and they're like, "Oh, you know what? You're right. I didn't know about them." Like, you know, I encourage you to go Google it yourself, check it out, and do the research on it, and see. We were out in there in Jacksonville one time, man. I think it was God. Kayla wasn't with us on that one. It was. Saturday, I think, is whenever we did the Jacksonville rally out there. And it wasn't a Confederate monument rally or anything like that. It was like a counter, per se, but it wasn't really that Gary Snow was having for support for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he called it a was it Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't remember. Like, my days are, like, running together so much from it's crazy. But we you know, he called it a free speech rally because what he did is anybody who wanted to come get the mic and speak, he let them speak. And so I'm walking around over there and I'm looking and I'm like, you know what, I'm looking and we're always talking about unity and I'm looking at the blacks and the blacks are off in their corner. The Confederates are off in theirs. The Trump supporters are off in theirs. And we're all segregated. It was like looking backwards in time, and everybody was segregated, not because they had to be, but because they wanted to be.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I walked on over to the Confederates, and I seen what they're about, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to move on past them first. Let me try to get the black folks to join in. And I talked to them. I'm like, guys, why are y'all standing over here? I was like, look, this is a free speech rally. I said, we're all Americans. I was like, I invite you guys to come stand with us. And everybody's kind of looking over, you know, at me from the other side of there. And it's like, what's this crazy asshole doing? He's walking up to them pretty much by himself, you know, talking to these guys. He's breaking his own rules there. But anyway, so some of them were like, nah. And then this black gentleman comes up with a walker, and he starts talking to me, and he's like, oh, yeah, there happened to be a monument there. And he's like, you know, that's a symbol of slavery, this and this and the other. I'm like, look, I said, do you know what really happened in the Civil War? What was the Civil War about? How did that get started? Immediately, it was Abraham Lincoln was trying to abolish slavery. I'm like, nope, you're wrong. I said, you need to go look that up. And he's like, why is that? What do you mean? And we're having a, keep this in mind, I'm not yelling. I'm not trying to debate or argue with them. I let him speak, and then I spoke, and that this is how we do unity. You know what I mean? Is we have a good political conversation, and where both sides are heard. You can't sit there and start. If I would have went over there, no, you're wrong. No, 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 no. He would automatically locked up and went defensive, and we wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Right.
So, anywho, so I explained to him about, you know, the taxation in between the cotton versus the steel in the North and the South, and you know, Abraham Lincoln, which was a slave owner himself, used slavery as his own personal agenda. You know, and he was like, yeah, you know what, I think I did hear something about that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, look it up on Google, do your research. I said, so it wasn't about abolishing slavery. That was not what that war was initially about. Yes, that had a small part in it. Anywho, so at the end of our conversation, you know, he came along with some other black gentlemen that were sitting around, and came over there with us and stood with us and was proud, holding the flag. You know, they were happy to be over there with us. That's how we do unity. You can't go into these things automatically in defensive or automatically saying you're going to go over there and go kick their ass, because you can't have that type of attitude and expect to sit there and then not have that attitude back to you.
Well, there are certain crowds that would be the only thing they understood. That crowd over there, we'll talk to. That crowd over there, let's go stomp a mud hole in their ass.
Well, I'll say this. There was this black dude. He kept on walking up to me and looking all crazy at me. And whenever we leave, he pulled his little finger gun on me. And acted like he was shooting me and the people in the car with us. You know, so there's people like that that you're not going to do anything with, okay, obviously. But if you could take one and you can make a difference with just that one, he's going to tell his friends, and he may get one, and then they may get two. And then that's how this movement grows. So that's how we spread knowledge.
Now, I've brought this up before on the show in the past, and I'm bringing it up again. A few years back, Louis Farrakhan and his entourage and his people rolled into D.C., and they had this big rally out there. And I'm listening to Farrakhan speak, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I think that way. Yeah, I believe that, too. And, wow, that's exactly what I was thinking, and he's got the same grievances as me, except the only difference is he sees white and black, and I just see people. If he would just drop the kill whitey rhetoric, we could unite this country like never before. But folks like him just want to slit the throats of whitey.
That's what we noticed with the Hollywood event. Like, it was all about race. It wasn't about what we were there for. Like, the articles that were written afterward were all racial comments against us, when really, honestly, it was, you know.
See,
I mean,
the thing about that.
Of people of all different races. We got a Colombian. We got a Puerto Rican. You know, we got people from all different backgrounds. So I didn't understand why they would throw, you know, the race thing at everybody.
You're right, but all it takes is one wrong person, one person to scream something about any racial slurs, and immediately we're all going to be considered as that hate group, because we're standing on the same side as them. They don't differentiate us like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I did a video before. It matters who you stand with, and it matters how you stand. And that's why the whole purpose I made that video one time is because if you're standing next to that person and you're seen with that person and they're yelling that, you are who you surround yourself with. That's who you're going to be seen as. So that's why it's important whenever you do go to these things whenever people start shouting racial slurs, even if they're on the same side of you, if you can't, if you don't know how to speak to them and maybe calm them down, maybe pull yourself away from them a little bit and you go off in your corner and let them have their corner. Let them have their succession. We'll say that.
Yeah.
So we got these phone lines lit up here right now, actually. And we got a bunch of folks on the line. I'm going to randomly pick up a line here. Let's see. This guy got a question mark next to the name. Let's pick this one up right here. Pick it up. There we go. What's happening? You're in the 772 area code. Welcome to the show. Who's that? Hello? They're not answering. Let me look on my list here. Got another number here. Let's see. Let's pick up this one. Dun, 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 dun. It's the same area code. So let's see. 772. Way to go.
Thanks.
We have friends. What's happening? You're in a 772 area code with a 203 exchange. Welcome to the show. Who's on the show?
Hello?
Hello? What's up? Who's that? Hello?
Hey.
772. That's you. What's up? Yeah, dead air. So it seems like we have dead air coming out of the 772 area code. So let's see. We got another area code that looks like the same as yours. Yo, who's that on the line? 904.
That's me, Holly Mark.
Hey, I know you.
You do. How's it going, buddy?
This on the line. This is one of my oldest Patriot friends that we've been in this movement together for a few years now, making rallies and doing all kinds of things. What's happening, man?
It's been a long time, that's for sure. How are you doing? I'm just listening in, and obviously I've seen the topic, and thank you for the invite.
I haven't seen you since the rally in Brooklyn.
I know. I have pictures of your little man, and when I seen the picture of him today, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mason is always like a big boy now. But, yeah, it's been a while. It has been. As I look back on things,
videos,
I'm like,
wow. I've seen your rallies, seen your videos and rallies on the internet. Every once in a while, I'll be watching a live feed. I'm like, oh, look, there's Jamie.
Aw. Yeah, we have to get together soon, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah,
sounds like you got some interesting things going on tonight, huh?
Yeah, we're talking about patriot unity because that's very important. But hey, I know that you're definitely paying attention to what's going on out west. Isn't the trial getting ready to kick off up here in for the Bundys and them guys? Isn't that getting ready to kick off?
It is. They just moved the guys. Yeah, they just moved the guys from Pahrump into Henderson, so they're definitely getting ready. Gosh, we need lots of prayers on this one. We know that Judge Navarro isn't very fair. So we're just going to go on with a prayer, you know, and hope that things work out well, which, you know, everybody knows that the guys are innocent. And there always seems to be a lot of rhetoric that travels when the trials get near. And it seems like their timing is everything, you know?
Yep. So hearing some crazy stuff, too, like the Malia Refuge is getting ready to be seized again or something. There's some rumor that's cruising around. What the hell is that all about?
Some rumor that the refuge is getting ready to be seized again. It's just that, a rumor and a lie. That's a great question because you have Kayla on the line who, in fact, started that rumor. And as we're speaking about unity, I just want to say it's very hard when there's things going on like this within our own group to sit on the other end and see unity. If we are going to unite as a people, we have to be honest with one another. We have to be honest with the group as a whole before we could ever bring other people in to our group that would respect us enough to unite with us. So I think that that's the key, is to actually, you know, just wean out the people that are not loyal to the cause. But it's just that, Mark. It's a rumor. Let's be honest. I'm going to be a witness in that trial. Do you think I would be stupid enough to go and take over a refuge right now? No, I don't think I would. And then on top of it, I don't think they really know the schematics of Nevada and Oregon. Oregon is about, I'd say, 10 to 12 hours away from Nevada. So if that were truly the case, then that's a pretty long drive back and forth.
Wait, now you said ask Kayla. Why would I ask Kayla?
Because she started the rumor.
She started
it.
You didn't start the rumor, Kayla.
I repeated a station that I had overheard.
Who did you overhear it from?
When we were in the car ride to Tiny's house.
Kayla, you're lying right now. You're absolutely lying.
Now,
I'm going to
ask
you something. You have a choice right now. You can be honest, okay?
And
because Mary's right here with me, Kayla.
Unfolding right here on Patriot Nation. Holy crap.
You are absolutely lying. Everybody who knows me knows
you
that you're lying.
Are you saying that Mary did not bring up the fact that the refuge, because everybody was found innocent, that the refuge, she made the comment, then maybe the women should take over the refuge.
Wait, who made the comment? Slow your roll a minute. Who made the comment? Let's back up your lie for a minute, okay?
First of all, I don't want to keep being said that I'm a lie, because it's not.
You did
lie,
Kayla.
You did lie.
Mary brought it up, honey. You did. I mean, right now you have a chance to be honest. Mary isn't even in the Patriot movement. She knows nothing about Oregon. She knows nothing about anybody in the community. And Mary's right here with me. So, Kayla, you have an opportunity right now to be honest. Tell the truth. It was brought up in the car ride,
and I'm not going to sit here and back off and say it wasn't.
But you're lying, Kayla. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
And you know what scares me the most, Mark? This is what scares me the most. Is she has owned this lie to be truth. Okay?
Ugh.
She's owned it. She's owned it to be truth.
Was this whole radio show to bash me? Because I'm not going to sit back and have being bashed when I know what I heard.
Bash you for what? Why would anyone bash you? Back up your story.
You're saying I'm lying.
Explain what was said. Well, then tell us what you heard in that car. Please do.
When it was brought up that they were all found innocent.
Who brought it up? Wait a minute. You said Mary brought it up, right?
Okay, but it was brought up first that everybody there was found innocent, and that was when it was said, well, then maybe we should take over the refuge again.
Are you kidding me right now? You're scaring me, Kayla.
Why?
You believe your own lie, don't you? You're scaring me, girl.
Oh, my God. So was this whole conversation to trap me into something? Because I'm not going to back down. I know what I heard.
You are having trouble, okay? Now
I'm not having trouble. My husband
you are.
Is sitting right here with me, and he knows everything. I told him while we were sitting in the vehicle. I texted
him. Well, then let
me
ask you this. Here's a good question, Kayla. If this is all true, and you were so concerned about it, why did you wait till just yesterday to mention it? Why wouldn't you mention
because
it in the van?
Because it was caught my attention that other people were saying that they heard the same thing.
Oh, they heard
this
the same thing that I said that?
No, not that you said it, but other people that were going to Nevada had brought it up.
Can I ask you another question? This is another concern of mine.
You
know, you're not harming me right now, okay?
Oh.
I have been through just about anything that anyone can be through, okay?
I'm not trying
this
to harm
doesn't affect
anybody.
Me, Kayla. It doesn't affect me. Who you're affecting are the people in Nevada, not me. There are still people in jail in Oregon. There's a few things
I know
that people can tread on me about, and this is not one of them. You will not get away with this lie. You won't. And just for the record, so everyone knows it is not true, no one plans on taking over any refuge. That is all a lie, okay?
Holy crow, it's turned into the train wreck radio show that quick. Folks, we're trying to have it. We do a unity rally
and
kind of went off the
I thought it was supposed to be about unity, but I feel like I was trapped into this phone call because I said it from the get-go. I'm not going to lie about anything.
You know, it's free speech, and you're lying. You are lying. you're lying right now.
Well,
you've owned that lie.
Right,
so where you would rather lose friendship than tell the
truth.
No, anything that I've said, I'll own.
All right, so we obviously have a rift here going on. It's two people who have their side of the story, what's happening here. But what can we do to have a solution here and maybe end this so that we can have, you know, unity? So that's what
Mark,
I mean,
think the most important. I think the most important thing is, though, is that everyone knows that if that is not taking place, okay? That is not taking place. No one has plans to take over anything. That was a made up story. It's just not happening. And for the record, for all the people in Nevada, it needs to be cleared, Mark. It needs to absolutely be cleared. There is a freedom rally going on the 15th, and that's just what it is. It's a freedom rally. And then afterwards, we're going to have a banquet dinner. It's just that simple. Now, Mary is right here, obviously, who allegedly brought this up. I would like everybody to even look into Mary for a moment.
This is where this it bothers me, the whole situation. Of course, Mary's your best friend. So who is she going to stick up with on this and say that this conversation never happened? I don't have anybody backing me, but I'm not going to sit here and lie either. There was a conversation brought up, and I didn't go any further with it. I did message my husband and tell him about it while we were sitting there in the car.
How
you
can we squash this? Let's try
to
get
with
past
a lot of people, Kayla. A lie, all right? It's not between you and I. I don't care what you say about me. You can't affect me personally. But for the record, Mark, I need everyone who's listening to know that none of that is ever taking place. It was never said. It's not going to take place. And the only thing that's going on is a freedom rally in Nevada. And Mary, of course, she says, you know, that you're my best friend, and you would say that. But the reality is Mary knows nothing of the Patriot community. Nothing. She wouldn't have a reason to even bring up Oregon. She isn't going to Nevada. Come on. It's not making sense.
Well, I don't even understand why this would all be on a broadcast radio show anyway. When
I
was supposed to be about unity.
First of all, Mark didn't know that this was going there. I didn't know that that question was going to be asked. Again, that is snowballed, Kayla. You have actually told a lot of people a big lie. And you had a chance to rectify it.
I talked to
and you
two
refused.
People. I talked to two people.
But you have a chance now to rectify that lie, and you're refusing to.
Because it was said, and I'm not going to back out of something that was said. I put it
because
on my
you've owned the lie.
Right. That's what you guys are talking
this?
About.
You're awful.
Right.
You're
can
awful.
Can we agree then
that I can hear you? Who's that?
All right, this is Nikki. I'm coming in on the call. I was one of those people.
Okay.
And
there was
things being said. There's been a crazy, crazy storm today. And thank you, Jamie, for bringing this out. Kayla, I don't know where all this is coming from. And I'm here to back it up only because I was part of all the conversations. I did not know this was going to be brought up, and I am only here because I was part of all the conversations, and I was in the recordings, and that's all I want to put in. So if you guys need me, I'm off to the side. Here I am.
Thank you, Nikki.
Well, man, I got a lit up phone lines here.
Bet you do.
We really want to try to rectify the situations. I wanted to talk about unity, and it just fell to pieces here. And I would really like to unify. let's see if we can. We know there's not going to be a takeover of the Malia Refuge.
Right.
So now that we got that clear, and this got out that this was possibly going to happen, can we all be satisfied with the fact that this ain't going to happen and everybody's just going to live in peace and we can move past this? How do we move past this so that we can continue to talk about unity?
I see that it's going to happen, and I even talked to Ace about that.
And what concerns me, Mark, the most is, like I said, that just the timing of when it came out. You know, it wasn't that Kayla, you know, told this lie. It was the timing of Kayla's lie, and that concerns me. And then it also concerns me that she has taken this lie and has absolutely owned it. Now, I'll take this a step further. How can we unite, Mark, when we have people like this? How can we unite with people like this? Anyone who knows me knows that I may be a lot of things. A liar I am not. All right?
And many people who know me know that I am far from a liar. I'm probably the most blunt and honest person they've ever met.
Kayla,
you've proved wrong.
Hey, Jamie, can I jump in?
Sure.
Kayla, I do want to say something that your story has changed quite a few times during last night and today. As far as two people that were involved, just like you guys stated earlier, you have Jamie and you have Mary. Mary, who is not a part of anything. It was first Jamie said something, then Mary said it, then they both said it. And,
if you listen to everything that was said,
Mickey. Excuse me, let me finish. And that there was more said.
My husband is hearing all of this. He's heard all of it. Okay?
What does that mean?
Okay, there was more that was
he's
said.
He's heard everything, in this, and he knows that what was said.
Okay,
how
but
he
I'm
know?
Saying
was he there?
During all the conversations, yes, other than the one in the vehicle. And I text messaged him.
I don't think that. Nikki, go ahead and finish because I would like to hear what you have to say without the interruption.
Okay, Kayla, you did state that there was more to it. I don't know if it's regarding the refuge or not, but there was more to it is what you said, and that you were sworn to secrecy and that you could not tell what it was. Now, I didn't push further because, A, it was none of my business, but at the same time, I'm trying to figure out if there's more to this that needs to be outed right here, right now, so we can get it out in the open, get the truth out, and we go from here.
Absolutely, because I don't need anything later coming from her that is also more lies. So
well,
if there's something
else
that
Jamie told me in the car ride, I have kept to myself. And if she wants me to say it, then I'll say it, but I was told not to.
Kayla, I'm going to ask you again, woman to woman, own it. Tell these people that is not true, Kayla. Okay, you're not willing to do it. Okay, end of it, Mark. I know where she stands now. It's cool. She will not own the lie. So, and I'm not saying that her husband is a bad guy. I feel bad that he's being drawn in to this because I think Chris is probably
an
honest guy.
Why? Because he's the one who sticks up and knows that I'm not the type of person to lie about something like that? So you're trying to say that you feel sorry for my husband?
Is that what I said?
Jamie!
Oh, okay. I got you.
No, I didn't say that.
I hate that he's being drugged into it. He said the same. I got this. Because he's heard a lot of the phone conversations.
Loud and obnoxious and just, oh, merciful. Right. Anyway, Mark, right.
So,
go on.
Obviously, this is crazy. We stumbled upon this here live on a show, and I'm trying to think about unity. So what I'm going to do
right
now.
That's what I thought this was supposed to be about, not a bashing.
I'm going to tell you, I had to stay quiet for over a year. You know, I've had a lot of things said and done over the past year, and I remained silent because I thought that was the best way to handle it. And I'm tired now. I'm tired. You know, I'm just over it. So if these people want to scream unity, they better learn to be honest first. Because I don't want to unite with people like that.
Then you know
I don't want those type of people. I'm speaking.
Too.
Would you stop speaking over me? Thank you. I don't want to unite with people like her, Mark. You understand? Like, I don't want to. She is a liar, and I'm good with that.
I'm sorry to hear that this is happening live on the show. It is important, though, to communicate. I guess if we're going to communicate, communication can happen anywhere in any form. But what I'm going to do real quick is there has been a police officer has been killed. And they laid her to rest up in New York City. And today, right now, to break up the monotony and the stress here a little bit, I'm going to play a song by my good friend Dave Bray. It's called Last Call.
Sorry,
we'll be back right after the speech.
Thanks, Mark.
Time, no time to speak.
Yeah, folks, that's Last Call by my good friend and patriot, Dave Bray. If you want to see that video, you got to see the video, folks. That video is deep. It's amazing. And you can find that at DaveBrayUSA.com. All right, so I needed to calm that down. I was getting way out of hand. I was getting out of control. I got my phone lines lit up. I got probably 20 callers on there. And I'm going to go to the next open line right here. They pressed one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. You're in a 931 area code. Who do we got on the line?
Ace Becker and Joseph.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Get the Joe. Joe, you finally made it, man. I had said there's nobody uniting Patriots more than these guys right here. Holy crap, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ace and Joe. Joe, I missed you, man. I was hoping to get you on the show a week ago and talk about Hug a Cop Rally. I'm going to tell you something. I went to a 4th of July celebration this past week on Saturday, July 2nd, and I walked through the crowd. I had to be 10,000 people there, and I went through the crowd, and now Facebook has removed this video. I'm kind of pissed off. It was up there about a couple thousand views, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. But I went through the crowd, and I talked to young, middle age, old. I talked to a fireman and two police officers, and I asked them a simple question. We are here at the 4th of July rally, celebrating freedom. can you tell me three rights off the bill, off from the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, and not even the two sheriff deputies who were sworn to protect the Constitution from all enemies could not give me three rights granted by God that are listed in the Bill of Rights, police officers, and I was sickened. So then after I talked to the police officers, I said, well, listen, there's a nice guy I know that I, from the social media. He created Hug a Cop Challenge. What do you say? You want to hug a patriot? And they said no, for Christ's sakes. I don't know if it's because I embarrassed them or what.
Where were you at? Where did this happen at?
That happened in Sarasota, Florida, Saturday, the 2nd.
Sounds like we need to go over there and start hugging some cops.
Yeah. And I was down at the Nathan Benderson Park. They had a beautiful 4th of July celebration. The place was packed. It was raining, and there was still 10,000 people. It was great. We had fun. But, yeah, the sheriff's deputies did not know three rights off the bill. And they only gave me a high five. They did give me a high five. I said, okay, no hug. How about a high five? They gave me a high five.
You know, I actually got one of those today. I was at the police station hugging officers, and there was that one that was not a hugger, but he'd give me the knuckle bump. So, but not, you know, that's better than nothing.
You take what you can get.
Right.
You take what you can get.
Right. I took it. And I was pissed off, though, that those police officers didn't know the Constitution at all, not even three rights granted by God in the Bill of Rights. Geez.
Well, you know what's so crazy is not even just law enforcement. We can even take it a step further with military service members. Not all of them, of course, but when we raise our right hand to give that oath, we don't sit there and exactly say every right in the Constitution. We just say the Constitution. So,
right.
It kind of goes back to what are they teaching us back in school.
So you know what you're defending.
Yeah. Because you know, it really is a shame to know or not to know what you're going overseas for, what you're fighting for. And you come back and you're injured, you're missing a leg, missing an arm, and for what? Because you don't know the constitutional rights. And that's something that I feel like, to be honest, if whether it's law enforcement, military, any civil service job that has anything to do with upholding your rights, they need to always have a course on what your rights actually are.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, it's really simple. The easiest one you can start off with is the freedom of speech in your Constitution,
yep,
which the police go out and protect every single day, every protest they go to, whether they like it or not. That's a constitutional right there. Religion. I mean, there's so many others that you get into. And that kind of shocks me a little bit. But you said this was in Sarasota, Florida?
Yep. Nathan Benderson Park had a beautiful celebration. It was my friend's band. I was invited down there. My friend's band played. And that's the only reason I was down there. And I'm like, you know, this is 4th of July. And what kicked it off was there was a kid there. He was walking around with petitions, asking people to sign the petition to restore the voting rights of felons after they pay their debt to society, which as a libertarian, I agree with that. Depending, you know, I mean, if you murder, rape, there's got to be some kind of you know, limitations. But I mean, if you did something stupid because you were in a drunken stupor and you had a fender bender drunk and got a felony for it because you wrecked somebody's property and you do your time and you pay all your fines and you restore your rights, I'm all about that. But that's what kicked it off.
Was doing this petition?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I forget who it was, but it was a young guy. So I said, you know, I'm going to ask this guy a question. And I turned on my live feed, and that's what started it off. I was like, you know, I'm going to ask some people some questions about the Constitution. So here I go, and I asked this kid, and every single person I knew definitely knew too, freedom of speech and the Second Amendment. And one guy I was saying to him, I'm like, listen, sir, you can't give me an answer. What do you plead, the fifth? I was giving him the third answer. I said, are you pleading the fifth, sir? He goes, ah, yeah, you know, I plead the fifth. I can't get the answer. I can only say them too. I'm giving them the third answer. And,
you know,
at that point, I'm scared.
You know, and I think when you don't, if you don't per se exactly say it as a constitutional right, but a lot of people every day, they know somewhat in their mind what their rights are, their basic rights, or their basic human rights under our Creator, under God. But if you ask them, hey, what is this constitutional right? Of course, nowadays it's like, oh, wait, which one is that, 1, 2, or 3, 4, 5, or 6? But they can go ahead and tell you in the spur of the moment, talking about pleading the fifth. And on the spur of the moment, they'll know what that right's all about.
Well, hey, Mark, I got a quick thing to hit on your topic about unity real quick. You still around?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. Here's a quick hit on unity, right, as far as the Patriot community is concerned. When each one of us makes a decision, each one of us that's involved, that's directly involved or impacted by the Patriot community, when you make a decision, you have a Y in the road, a fork in the road, right? A right or left, if you will. To the right, is this decision benefit me? Is it for something that benefits me as an individual? Or to the left, does this decision benefit us as a whole, the Patriot community as one unit, as one movement, as all of us concerned? And if you can't make a definite answer that, hey, look, this decision I'm going to make benefits everyone, then it means you're looking out for yourself. It means you're making a decision based on what you want as an individual, whether it benefits the Patriot community or not. And we see this all the freaking time when people make decisions, and they make decisions because they benefit them as individuals instead of the movement as a whole. Now, there's a lot of things that you and I may not agree on, but I can assure you that you love liberty and you love freedom, right? So if we could come together on those two topics, defending liberty, defending freedom, whether you agree with me on point A through B, A through D, A through F, it doesn't matter. At the end of the road, we can all agree on point Z, liberty and freedom, right? And these freedoms that we stand here and protect, these freedoms that they're not for us, they're for our children. So if we can all come together and say we want our kids, our grandkids, we want generations to follow behind us, to be able to enjoy those same liberties and freedoms that you and I want today, well, the decisions that we make today need to be for that, not for us as individuals. And we forget that a lot of times. Hey, I got this many people on my Facebook page, or hey, I have this many followers, or hey, we have this many people at a rally. None of that matters. None of that matters. Right. What you see on your videos, and look, I had a good conversation with Mr. Harley Morgan today on the phone, and this is one of the things we talked about. Hey, man, whether you have 50,000 people on every video you make, or you have 10, your voice is just as important. Just as important.
Yep.
Your message is just as important. It doesn't matter how many people are watching. When you make decisions as a patriot and you're involved in this movement, make decisions that better the movement, not better you as an individual, because that makes you selfish, and that doesn't benefit the movement.
Jamie probably remembers. Jamie probably remembers when I was like, man, I'm sitting here doing this show and my numbers are low. I got like 10 listeners, man. And I'm going to throw in the towel. And then I had folks actually give me that same message. And now I live by that creed. If one person is listening to my show, one person is all it takes. My show continues. I will talk to one person.
Right.
I don't care.
That's right.
I stood out on overpasses by myself with my flags and my signs. And I stood out on an overpass. Because sometimes you got to stand alone. Because once one person makes a stand, other people take out their balls and they start acting like they have a set, and they show up too to the next rally. And it's contagious.
Yep.
So sometimes you got to stand alone.
Mark, we're in Garland, Texas tonight. We came here. We have an event tomorrow in Fort Worth and Sunday in Fort Worth. We're here staying at Joseph Offit's home. We went to an Academy Sports, and then we went to a Walmart. I'll be dang if we didn't take our flags out of our truck and walk through Academy Sports and walk through Walmart with our flags strode over our shoulders doing our shopping.
I love it.
The people walking up to us, shaking our hands, a gentleman walking up wearing a U.S. Navy veteran hat, saluting the flag as we walk by, people saying thank you, people saying we love it. If you remember just a couple years ago, they had a terrorist attack here in Garland, Texas, right, where the draw Muslim cartoon challenge thing went down. It doesn't matter where you're at in anywhere in America. You can go from being patriotic to being a patriot when you make that decision. You know what? Today I'm going to do something better for my country. Today I'm going to do something to defend liberty and freedom. Something as simple as walking down the street carrying your flag or standing at an intersection or going shopping and attach the flag to your shopping cart, and everybody that goes by you is going to look at you like, wow, that's really neat. The people that you impact that you don't even realize you're impacting, tomorrow that you go to that same grocery store, you may see three people that are doing the exact same thing. Next week you may have 10. Guess what? You've made a difference as a patriot. You've benefited. You've made an impact on somebody.
Amen. All right, guys. I got to wrap it up here. I got 4 minutes left in this show. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we were able to iron some of that mess out. I didn't expect it to get that hectic. Ace and Joe, it's awful nice to finally talk to you guys. And I seen a bunch of fellas and ladies went down to Ground Zero, as was stated on Tiny went up there and Jamie went up there, and you guys were walking around with your American flag, and Ace, you guys were kicked off or told to leave, but were allowed to stay the day before Tiny got kicked off. And we all went back up there with the American flags. I was watching the live feed and made me feel very proud, man. You guys said you were going, you went. Folks, that's what's called doing patriot shit right there.
That's right.
Say it. Do it.
Doing patriot shit all day long. That's right.
Hallelujah. Jamie, Nikki, Kayla, Ace, Joe, Tiny, everybody, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm sorry it got a little crazy and hectic, but we reeled it back in after we played the song. Unity is the key, folks. You got to do patriot shit whenever you get the opportunity. And the rallying cry, freedom! Let's do it, folks. Get
freedom
out there and scream freedom. Scream freedom, man, from the top of the rooftops, from the windows of your cars. Fly flags. I have flags around me all the time. You know, I'm like the only person at my damn job that has an American flag on his bench. The only one. It's scary, man, what we're in. But we got to keep flying the flags. And we got to keep showing our patriotism. Because you know what? They call it the silent majority. It's the reason that Trump won. All those people that look at you when you're going through Walmart with the American flag are the silent majority. Jamie, you got something you want to say real fast before we wrap it up?
I just want to say that obviously I'm sorry that I got a little heated there. That's truly not my nature. And I know that I owe you an apology and everybody who was listening, so I'm just going to throw it out there that I am sorry. I'm not sorry for standing my ground on the truth, but I am sorry that it happened here.
No problem.
That's all I can say for myself right now is that I'm sorry it happened here.
Yeah, but, you know, things happen. It's kind of strange. It's weird how everything all came together all at the same time. And I got to wrap it up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in Monday. We're going to be talking with Eugene Zorich and Goldie Moore about bringing and returning due process back to the courts, where you can find the information and how to get the affidavit to fill out to free yourself from the burdens of the corrupt courts. That'll be Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Everybody, thanks a lot for tuning in. Everybody, thanks for calling. And I'm going to play another great song by my good friend as we wrap it up. This is the Star Spangled Banner by my good friend Dave Bray, live in Pittsburgh, a cappella. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a chance to face the flag, do so at this time. Good night and God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous washed.